We're going to stay with this story for a moment here. An investigation is underway in Milan to determine whether CIA agents broke Italian law in what appears to be a case of extraordinary rendition, as it's called. That phrase refers to the abduction abroad by U.S. agents of suspected terrorists who were then transported to third countries for interrogation, NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Milan's chief counterterrorism prosecutor Armando Spataro took an unprecedented step last month when he traveled to the NATO base in Aviano with a search warrant. Spataro wanted information on flights by U.S. planes in or out of the joint U.S.-Italian base and logs of vehicles that had entered on February 17, 2003. That was the day when Hassan Osama Nasser, an Egyptian-born imam known as Abu Omar, disappeared near his home in Milan. A witness told Italian police she saw several men grab Abu Omar on the sidewalk, push him into a van, and drive off. The Egyptian was a radical preacher and Mujahideen fighter in Bosnia and Afghanistan who had been under constant police surveillance. Guido Olimpio covers terrorism investigations for the newspaper Corriere della Sera. He has had access to court papers, and he says a wiretap on Abu Omar's phone had provided counterterrorism officials with useful information.
Abu Omar explained how the extremist groups in Europe divided areas, how they recruit people, how they teach lessons to extremists or to new recruits. Abu Omar had a lot of connection with the other people around Europe, in the Eastern Europe and maybe in North Europe.
Abu Omar's disappearance 2 years ago was filed as a missing persons case and was forgotten until 15 months later when he unexpectedly placed a call from Cairo to his wife in Milan. The wiretap on his home phone was still in place. Guido Olimpio summarizes what the police heard Abu Omar tell his wife.
I was kidnapped in Milano. They brought me in an American base in North Italy. And then they brought me with a small plane to Egypt. He blamed the Egyptian authority about torture, about violence, about beating, a lot of things. And then he disappeared again. And nobody knows what's happened. But we presume he's in jail.
After the call was intercepted, Milan prosecutors began investigating whether intelligence agents from the U.S., Italy, or Egypt were responsible for Abu Omar's kidnapping. Prosecutor Armando Spataro, who has tackled many mafia and domestic terrorism cases, declines to be interviewed on this case. But in a meeting with reporters a few months ago in Rome, he insisted that international cooperation to combat terrorism cannot be above the law.
When I come into contact, as I often do, with intelligence agents, I cooperate fully, but the rules must be those of the courtroom. I'm convinced that if we do not guarantee the rights of every individual suspect, terrorists will reap the biggest advantage.
Milan prosecutors won't comment on Italian media reports. Police have identified 12 to 15 people, most of them linked to the CIA, as suspects responsible for Abu Omar's abduction. And Italian media say these suspects were identified thanks to the many clues they left behind, car rental papers and cell phone calls made from near the site of the abduction and from the Aviano NATO base.
It would appear that the operatives who abducted Abu Omar were convinced that they were acting with absolute impunity. Otherwise, they wouldn't have left so many traces of their passage.
Tana de Zulueta is a senator in the center-left opposition. She tabled a question to the Italian government last month asking for clarification. She's still waiting for a reply.
Our doubt is that the Italian government was acquiescent to the policy of extraordinary renditions, I believe is how it's called in the United States, which means a sort of outsourcing of torture. And it's an extremely troubling possibility.
The Italian government spokesman's office did not respond to questions from NPR. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi often boasts of his close friendship with President Bush. But analysts say, should prosecutor Spataro decide to file criminal charges against American nationals, Italian public opinion could press for looser ties between Rome and Washington. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.